Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Supercharge your TV moments with Sky Max, the new home for blockbuster entertainment on Sky.
Today FM.
Christy, how are you doing there?
How's it going? I'm not doing too bad, Ian. Yeah. I'm not doing too bad. I was sweating there badly in the back room and... Dan Lynch came in and told me off.
So I'm feeling better now.
No better man to tell you off. I have the toll around the head there. I don't know, when I look at Dan Lynch, I just think of a toll. So he's a man with a toll.
I want to tell. And listen, I wouldn't put, I mean, I know even megastars like yourself and Beyonce and all that, you know, you have things to fix in your house. I couldn't imagine bumping into you in a hardware store.
I'm not a very practical person either.
Why are you not? No.
But I was delighted to be invited.
Yeah.
Delighted to be invited. down to Portumna. And I love the word Portumna, even, you know, because there's something primeval about it, you know. There's something, you know, there's something deep down and dirty about Portumna. Primeval, like Mike Denver.
Mike Denver is from Portumna.
Well, I know that. Yeah. That's why I said it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, right.
It wasn't just a fluke, like.
Are you going to do, have you been inspired?
Well, I was. I knew you wanted me to do something, but I've been kind of fixated about something in the last 2 days and I can't get it out of my head.
Right, okay.
So it's this whole, the government and the texting and the deleting of the texts.
All right. And the hacking.
The hacking.
Yeah.
And the hacking and the hacking and the hacking and the hacking.
And the Merion Gate.
The Merion Gate was the first thing and that led to the hacking and the deleting.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of, it won't get out of my head.
Yeah, and the nicknames and all that kind of...
All this sort of stuff. And it's getting bigger and bigger and it's blowing up in people's faces.
Yeah.
And people are getting annoyed by it. Yeah. And I'm getting annoyed by it. That's why I'm wearing the towel, because I'm sweating with the annoyance.
Yeah.
And
you've got a song about
that. But the thing was, I also knew that I was coming down to a hardware store in Portumna.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I could fuse the two ideas.
Juxtapose
the two ideas of the government and the problems with the government at the moment and the hardware store.
And a load of tools, basically.
I wrote a song called A Bunch of Tools. Now, I didn't have an old bower on with
me. Okay.
So Dick Ridge gave me an old bucket and a spanner.
Could you hold it up to the microphone there?
I'll hold it up there now.
Okay.
And we'll get it going there now.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll get...
Thanks for that, Dick. That's a very generous people.
Here we are. I'll just close the eyes now.
Bunch of tools.
Okay, bunch of tools. Or there's lads in Fine Gael and Fine Fall. They're breaking all the rules. If Leinster House was a hardware store, it would be filled with a bunch of tools. Leo's there deleting texts and adopting a haughty manner. He's like the leader of the hardware store, or at least their biggest spanner. Simon Coveney's got the hard hat on. He loves the DIY. He's like a giant bucket of Dulux weather shield. Like watching feckin' paint dry. Micheál Martin's holding a huge screwdriver. Now, I don't want to be rude, but as usual, unfortunately, we're the ones that are unfortunately getting screwed. Oh, the hardware store here is full of tools, enjoying every perk. They never ever forget their shovel, because they never ever go to work. Black and Decker, Catherine's upon you, little fecker. I chased them all down to Listunvarna. Not on a Honda 50, but on me little Husqvarna that I got in Lynch's hardware store in Portumna.
Whoa! Hey! What
a Christy! One up the yard! Tell me off, Dan.